I'm Emily Vani, your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Monday, April 25th. Today starts another busy week of earnings with releases from some blockbuster companies like Amazon and Apple. On Friday, stocks sold off with the Dow closing down more than 980 points, marking its fourth straight losing week and its worst day since October 2020. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ posted weekly declines for the third straight week, with the S&P 500 down nearly 2.8% on Friday and the NASDAQ in the red, more than 2.5%. But Bill, let's get into the start of a new week with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Good morning, Emily. I'm looking at the S&Ps. They're down 0.86% this morning. It's actually a positive because earlier this morning, they were down over a full percentage point. You're looking overseas. Tokyo dropped 1.9% or 500 points. Hong Kong dropped 3.73% or 769 points. You're looking at London right now. London is off as well. It's down 145 points or 1.94%. The German DAX is down 175 points or 1.24%. You know, so you're seeing all of this happening, but you know the news is out there about the Fed. The Fed has been very clear what they're going to be doing about in terms of interest rates, how they're going to be acting more aggressively. Powell's comments on Thursday really, you know, shook the markets, and that carried on through Friday. But today's, you know, market action is about the Fed, but it's also about what's going on in China. Those COVID cases are increasing and they're spreading, and China may be doing more lockdowns. Now, that's hurting oil prices. So, you know, you take a look at oil prices, see what they're doing. WTI is at 96.60. Brent is at 101, is like at $101 a barrel. That's down about 5.5% from Friday. So, yeah, there's real concern that China's additional lockdown measures are really going to be hurting economic activity. So you have to be concerned about that. And I think that's, you know, one of the big reasons you're seeing the market sell off this morning. Not everything is in the red. We do see some pockets of green, which is a positive. You're looking at the yield on the 10-year treasury note. It dropped 7.3 basis points to 2.83% this morning. So that's kind of a positive. You know, you've got a lot of corporate earnings coming out this week. We got 179 of the S&P 500 companies reporting this week. You're looking at shares of Twitter. Twitter's likely to accept Elon Musk's offer in that deal that he announced last week, because there doesn't appear to be another white knight coming along. The stock's up 4.5% this morning. So he did line up the financing. He has shown that he can do it. So it's really turning out to be a benefit for, you know, shares of Twitter this morning. But, you know, we'll keep focusing on the market. We're watching earnings, we're watching, you know, geopolitical events, and we're trying to, you know, watch this direction of the markets. We'll see what happens today, Emily.
And Bill, like you said, we are watching earnings and those 179 companies. It's hard to sift through all of that information, and you're able to give us a nice quick rundown of some of those hot highlights. So what should we be watching in terms of the earnings action today?
Yeah, let's talk about some green pockets this morning. Otis Worldwide. This is Otis Elevators. It's ticker OTIS. Oscar Tom, India Sam. These guys beat by 3 cents. A little light on revenue, but the stock's up 2.15% this morning. Coca-Cola. That's ticker KO. Kilo Oscar. They beat by 6 cents, and they did it on higher revenue. That stock's up 1.41% this morning. And Bank of Hawaii. That's ticker BOH. Boy Oscar Henry. They beat by 13 cents. They did it on higher revenue. Stock really hasn't done any action yet this morning, but I would be, you know, a little surprised if it didn't show some gains this morning. And then this afternoon, we got earnings coming out from Crane and Company. That's ticker CR, Charlie Richard. EPS estimates here for $1.68, and the expected move here is 7.95%. I'm a little cautious here because I know that the company's splitting into two firms, and that could always, make some balance sheet movement that could be positive or negative on the stock. It's just too hard to call. Whirlpool, that's ticker WHR, William Henry Richard. Their EPS estimates are $4.96, and the expected move here is 7.19%. Concerned about their guidance on this one, ticker WHR. And then tomorrow we got CCK, which is Crown Holdings, Charlie Kilo. EPS estimate is $1.82, and the expected move here is 7.12%. Packaging Corp, that's ticker PKG, Paul Kilo Grace. Their EPS estimate is $2.53, and the expected move here is 6.79%. Archer Daniels, that's ticker ADM, Apple David Mary. EPS estimates here are $1.35, and the expected move is 5.53%. Pepsi-Cola, that's ticker PEP, Paul Edward Paul. EPS estimate here is $1.24, expected move is 3.11%. 3M, that's the Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing. Their EPS estimate is $2.33, and the expected move here is 4.48%. United Parcel Services, that's ticker UPS under Paul Sam. EPS estimate here is $2.87, and the expected move is 8.15%. And Raytheon Technologies, that's ticker RTX, a defense contractor. EPS estimate here is $1.01, and the expected move here is 4.42%. So, yeah, there's some good quality earnings that you got to keep an eye on, especially because some of the prices are a lot lower than they were last week, Emily.
And as we look at economic events, Bill, like you mentioned last week, markets tend to look ahead to see what's coming up. And obviously, investors are anticipating possible rate hikes and sort of looking ahead and anticipating that. But we're at today. So, Bill, what can we watch today?
Well, you know, I'm watching for some reports coming out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, 1 hour before the market opens. We're going to have the Chicago Fed National Activity Index. And then at 1 p.m. Eastern time, we're going to have the Dallas Fed Manufacturing Survey. I don't expect any Fed speak today because the Fed kind of is on their blackout period ahead of next week's Federal Reserve meeting. But there could always be a comment because of the recent market activity. So, you know, you just pay attention to these Federal Reserve board members to see if anyone's spiking with a comment. What's interesting to me really is Rafael Bostic of the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta. He's not as hawkish as the other guys, and he's pretty influential. So it'll be interesting to see if he has any comments today, because he was thinking that the comments that Powell was making last week were too much. So I'd be interesting to see if he does any comments today. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic news today, Emily.
And it's a busy season right now between earnings and anticipating the Fed meeting next week and possible rate hikes, watching inflation, the economy. But there are also a lot of other headlines to be watching. And you're able to do this using your Newswear alerts and breaking it down by segment, by sector, by events, by buyback news, merger news. You look at your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks. So, Bill, tell us, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Well, yeah, I do. I'm watching a lot of sectors. I'm watching for a lot of events. I'm watching for a lot of rumors that are out there, and making adjusting positions accordingly. You know, the fact is that the FANG stock does have a good outsized market cap in terms of the S&P 500. So I do watch it closely. The majority of those FANG stocks are trading lower, with the exception of Tesla. With the exception of Twitter, and that's because Musk's deal looks like it's going to go through, but because that deal's going through, you've seen Tesla down 3% this morning. And if Tesla loses its full-time CEO, that's not good for the stock. But you're looking at other things that are affecting FANG stock pricing this morning. And one of them is EU lawmakers have really agreed to new rules on social media companies. I mean, they're banning these companies from doing ads that are targeted to kids or based on religion, gender, race, or political opinions. If they do, they're going to be facing fines. And those fines are going to be significant. So that kind of affects, Facebook. It affects, Google for sure. We're talking Amazon. Amazon's really in focus this week because their earnings are going to be coming out this morning. And the expected move here is 7.15%. You're looking at Amazon stock this morning, and it's trading down 0.5%. Apple, I see that JP Morgan expects modest revenues from Apple. They feel that they actually could miss on, their earnings, though. And they did deliver a price target cut this morning. So you're looking at shares of Apple this morning. They're down about 0.7%. We're looking at Netflix. You know, I mean, Netflix continues to be, the lead story from last week. It's trading a little lower again today. But, you know, they are trying to work out their password sharing issue, and they're testing it out in a couple South American countries. And that could move to the U.S. and Europe, and that would be a benefit for shares of Netflix. So there could be some light at the end of the tunnel for the stock. We're looking at the Dow Jones 30 Index. One thing I noticed about Apple is Taiwan Semiconductor chip shipments for Apple devices could top $17 billion as they start to get orders for new iPhones and other devices. Johnson & Johnson unveiled that ticker JNJ, John Nancy John. They unveiled a satellite center for global health discovery at a holistic drug discovery and development center. Merck, ticker MRK, EU recommended one of their drugs for triple negative breast cancer treatment. They got approval for it. Boeing, that's ticker BA. Shares are down 1.25% this morning, but I think they could really turn around because there's a story out there that Germany will buy 60 Chinook heavy transport helicopters from the company worth about 5 billion euros as it upgrades its military armor. So that's a real positive for shares of Boeing. In terms of merger news, Owens Corning, they're acquiring WearDeck for an undisclosed sum. Twitter, hey, TWTR, Tom William, Tom Richard, they're posed to accept Musk's $54.20 per share offer. That could happen as early as this week. And KKR, ticker Kilo Kilo Richard, these guys have said they've raised $19 billion from investors for the latest flagship North American private fund. In terms of guidance news, Lennox, the home builder, that's ticker LII, Larry India, India. They raised their full year 2022 revenue growth to 11%, which, 7% to 11%. The old figures were 5 to 10%. So that's a slight uptick. And Coca-Cola said that Q2 revenue is going to include a 4% currency headwind. You see the dollar stronger, so they're selling for a higher dollar price. So that's a positive for some of these stocks when the dollar gets stronger. In terms of shareholders news, RTX, that's Raytheon. They're having their annual shareholders meeting today that's starting at 8 a.m. And Honeywell, ticker HON, Henry, Oscar, Nancy, they're having their annual shareholders meeting that's starting at 10:30 a.m. In terms of buyback news, I'm not seeing any ones hitting the tape yet, but I did see a story that BP, which is British Petroleum, is said to be the only integrated oil company that may be increasing buybacks this quarter. But that's what I have for you in terms of catalyst events hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial, and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today to start out this week?
Well, I'm going with ticker PKG, Paul Kilo Grace, Packaging Corp. I think there's real opportunity here. They're going to be, they're set to be releasing their earnings, and the EPS is $2.53, and the expected move here is 6.79%. I'm reviewing the price targets, and they are increasing. I even noticed that the ratings are being upgraded. They were negative, and now they're neutral to positive. So that's an upgrade. I reread last quarter's earnings report, and what I found interesting was the CEO came out and he said that they're expecting shipments per day to be higher than last year's first quarter as demand remains strong, along with significantly higher domestic trends. They expect shipping to be higher. They expect, demand trends to remain strong and they expect the domestic, you know, revenue to be positive and the international revenue. And they did a price increase last November. So yeah, that's really interesting to me. I noticed that the stock dropped $4 on Friday, and that's huge. And, you know, you're looking at the stock this morning, and the bid offer is really wide. PKG has a bid offer of 145 to 174.50. So it's a wide spread. It's hard to give you a indication as to what a good fair opening price is going to be with such a wide spread, especially with the S&P's down. But if it touches 160 today, you know, that would be really interesting to me, because I could see this trading back at 165. And the reason why I'm saying 165 is because I'm looking at the weekly options, and that's where all the open interest is. A lot of it is at the 165 level. So I'm targeting that as my out price right now. And the question is, 161, you know, can I get in there? Can I get in a little lower? I can't say right now. I got to wait till we get closer to the opening to make that call. But I do think that there's going to be some real nice activity in ticker PKG, Paul Kilo Grace, Packaging Corp, when they release their earnings this afternoon. So that's what I have for you, Emily.
Well, stay with us, because coming up, we will recap Friday's pick of the day, which was Coca-Cola. And our listeners heard from you, Bill, that they did have an earnings beat this morning. So don't go anywhere, because you'll want to hear that recap. But before we do that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Qualcomm, they appoint Jim Cathy as chief commercial officer. Here's one on Microsoft and MasterCard. MasterCard launches next generation identity technology with Microsoft's help to help more consumers shop online safely. That's positive. ADM stocks gaining after Raymond James upgrades the stock, citing strong confidence in data center business. Here's one that says on Twitter the deal could be announced today. Morgan Stanley upgrades Penn National Gaming to overweight from equal weight. What's interesting here is the casino sector. You look at it this morning, and it is kind of positive. You're looking at Penn National Gaming, that's up 1.97%, and Caesars World, that's up 2.10%. So casinos are positive this morning, which is nice to see. Ticker MTN. Michael Tom Nancy Vail Resorts, they report ski season to date matrix. That's one to read. 3M, Michael. 3M acquires technology assets of LearnTech, terms not disclosed. Apparently there's an oil storage facility in Russia that's having a fire, and Russia's investigating the facility. But that facility is near a border with Ukraine, so it could have been the result of a rocket attack. Bank of Marin Corp reports fourth quarter earnings of $10.5 million, ticker BMRC. You know, we got Congress returning this week. They're going to, you know, continue their, you know, discussions over a COVID act and a China competition bill. You know, Emily, that's all I'm seeing this morning.
And before we jump into this week of trading, let's check in on Monday's pick of the day, which, as I mentioned, was Coca-Cola. Bill, as I said, you had included the company in your earnings rundown. They did beat by 6 cents on higher revenue. You told us on the show Friday that you had anticipated an earnings beat because you felt that the demand had remained strong for Coca-Cola and its products, which would contribute to the strong earnings. That was precisely right. Even in the face of higher costs, demands for the company's products held up and contributed in part by the company's sales to stadiums, movie theaters, and restaurants. The number of beverages sold by Coca-Cola were up by 8% in the March quarter. The cost of goods sold rose 17%, but Coke's operating income jumped 25%. Even with stronger than expected results, Coke stuck to its full year guidance and expects growth of 5% to 6%, but did say its suspension of business in Russia as a result of the war in Ukraine will hurt full year adjusted earnings by 4 cents a share. Bill, it was an ugly day on Friday, but how did your call work out?
How did it work out? Well, I mean, the stock opened up at $66.08, and it did hit a high of $66.34, but it sold off to $65.35. Now, I wanted to get it under, I wanted to get it under, you know, 66. That was clearly what I wanted. I was like, you know, I don't want to be paying up for the stock. So when it started rising, I just sat back. You know, you look at the stock this morning, it's the only Dow stock that's up. It's up 1.83%. So, you know, you got to be positive on that. It's trading above the $66 range at $66.44. So that's a positive. It didn't meet the 1%, you know, effectively. But it is the only Dow stock that's up. And so the earnings call that we made on Friday was right on the money. It was just that target price was, you know, should have been a little lower, but it didn't really sell off. But it did close near the low of the day. But, you know, Coca-Cola overall, I'm going to say it worked out considering the market conditions. You got to be positive. Being flat is sometimes a good thing. And this one's actually up from what we were saying to get in at. So, yeah, if you're up 0.75, you know, not maybe 1%, take that money and walk away, man. Be happy with Coca-Cola.
Like you said, in this market, we'll call flat a win, and we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Packing Corp pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Vani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.